Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm Reverend Ray. We are broadcasting. I'm live on this Friday. Amen. The first Friday. Amen. And, the second Friday in March. Amen. And we're just so glad to be here. And we pray that it will be a blessing to you on today. Amen. So we're about to go ahead and get started in a few minutes. We just got a couple of quick announcements real quick. Want to make sure everything first is working the way it should be. I want to remind you of His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. She's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. declaring the finish break with Reverend Pat Randall. It's Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy, which is tonight, is I'm here, Reverend Ray, at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life for Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sunday of the month. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan. Amen. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Noveda Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham. Amen. It's every second Saturday at 10 a.m. In fact, they have a broadcast on tomorrow. Amen. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwain is every third Monday of the month. Amen. At 7 p.m., Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every third Sunday, every fourth Sunday, at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Alston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. In fact, they have a broadcast tomorrow, and I think I misspoke and said that they have a broadcast on Sunday, They have a broadcast on Sunday, so I'm excited about the brothers being back with us on Sunday. Amen. And please don't forget about Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Amen. So there you have it. Let's go ahead. I think we got everything working according to plan. We're not really going to be before you long. I think the topic that we're going to look at is worship, or worshiping, adoration, praise, and thanksgiving. Don't know exactly where we're going with this. Amen. But wherever the Lord leads us, amen, we will bless Him. And don't really have a plan to be with you very long, but just want to talk about a couple of things. So why don't you pray with me, please? Father God, we come today first to give you thanks for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you for being what you have done for us in our life. We thank you for bringing us a mighty long way, how you have kept many of us from hurt, harm, and danger, how you have shown us favor, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance, God, for just being just who you are. For truly it is truly about your mercy and your grace and that has brought us this far. So we give this broadcast to you and say, come Holy Spirit and have your way. We will continue to give you praise to glorify and to magnify your name. We will praise you in the morning, and we will praise you when the sun goes down, God. And then we will get to a place of just worshiping and having an intimate experience with you and being in a place that we'll be able to hear from you, God, be able to listen to the allegories and the mysteries of you, and to go forth, God, and be obedient to you. So again, we thank you for today. For the joy of the Lord is the strength of his people. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, I'm not going to be before you long, but I do want to just share with you just a little bit and stuff like that. So just share with you just for a few minutes. And amen, about worshiping and adoration and praise and thanksgiving. And one of the things that I just did, I was trying to get some thoughts together about how I was going to talk about these things. And actually, there's a site called the House of David Ministry that gets a little bit more detail in it. So I might quote some of the stuff they have there, just putting out this, let you know. Okay, but I also will be doing some more detailed study of it myself, because some of the things that they was mentioning on the website called the House of David Ministry, it's some of the things that I have said before, so I'm not, you know, trying to plagiarize or nothing like that. So, but it's things that I have said before and mentioned before when I consider worshiping, praise, and thanksgiving. Okay, so we probably do a little bit of both, but I'm also going to use the scripture. The 100th division of Psalms. And the reason that I want to use it, because I think that sort of applies here when we get a piece of at least the thanksgiving and the praise in order to prepare us for worship. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that first. Let's go ahead and read this, the 100th Psalm, the original book of Psalms. Okay, we'll read the whole thing. Amen. And it says, David, or the writer called it a song of praise. He right off the bat, he letting you know what type of song that this is. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Okay. And it says, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know he that the Lord, he is God, and it's he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Okay, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured for all generations. Amen. Saying that his truth endure for all generation. And let's go back and just break that down just a little bit. Amen. And like I said, I'm not going to be before you. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. When I read that verse one, that lets us know right off from the bat that that's all inclusive. That's everybody. That if you have, this is another part of it in the 100% of the make a joy. It talks about everything. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So make a joy for Lord's all he lands. The song was being written here, and everything is inclusive. It's not exclusive, but in inclusive. That's what, that includes all of us, no matter your color, no matter your background. But you living on the land that includes you, all right? And then the next part, verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. I always felt that when we come into the presence of the Lord, we should be doing it with gladness, you know? It shouldn't be a chore or a job or anything like that that causes it to be work, but it should be a zeal that goes with it. And in case we missed it, the songwriter here that said that we're and come before his presence with singing. You know, there should be a song on our lips. You know, when we sing songs of praise, and everything, and then we're singing, not necessarily in tune, because some of us, like if you're like me, cannot sing. But when we begin to sing songs of praise, something happens on the inside, you know, that we begin to feel good about what it is that we are singing. You know, I know when during the times that I was still out in the world, and I would sing or songs of love for the young lady or for my wife at that time, that who I was dating, and it make you feel, you know, good to a point that you just want to grab them and hug them, and especially if it was a slow song, y'all know what I'm talking about, that you would want to get even closer into that space or have a closer, a feely-feely, touchy-touchy type of thing with them. And while you're singing that song or you're hearing that song being sang, so that it was a place where and that you just felt something unique and a special bond, that when you begin to sing some of the songs back in the day of Luther Vandross, yeah, I'm telling them myself, or what was the guy's name? They was Barry White, and you had a deep voices and stuff that he would do, you know, especially with Luther and some of the others, the OJs and, you know, Gladys Knight and some of the others, that when you heard those songs, the first thing that you would do, if you're with somebody, you would, oh, you know, come on, baby, let's dance, you know, let's you and I slow dance and everything like that, you know. So, I'm just giving an example of how singing or hearing songs work with us, but here in a different and a much better format, God wants the same thing. And one of the reason for that, because he wants that intimacy relationship with us, you know, and everything, that love language that we have with God that can't be defined. Amen. It can't be defined by just words. As if, in fact, we don't really have a lot of words to describe the way that truly God makes us feel. And the best word we can come up with, which is the scriptures talk about, is the word hallelujah. So here it says, serve the Lord with gladness and coming for his presence with singing. In other words, I'm coming for his presence singing because I'm not only happy, but I'm glad to be in his presence. I'm excited. I've been looking forward to it all day long, and now I'm in his presence, and I'm willing to worship, and I'm willing to give him thanksgiving because I've been thinking about him all day long, you know. And it's the same thing that we do about our loved ones. We think about them all day long, but this love that we're talking about is deeper than that regular a Kairos type of love. This is an agape love that God shared with us, that to the point where that he was willing to allow his son to die for us on the cross so that we could have that intimate relationship, that fellowship with him again and everything. So serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. The scriptures go on, verse 3 says, and know ye that the Lord, he is God. You know, so that's a declaration, and that's an exclamation point to denote that he is the Lord and he is God. So know ye. You know, we're saying it with authority. We know who God is, that we know that he is Lord, but he's also God. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. There is no other God than God. Amen. So he told Moses, when Moses was like, well, who should I say tell them to send me? He told Moses to tell them that I am that I am. You know, in other words, I am sending you. And I can imagine when the people heard that, their father was like, okay, I am saying this, because they knew and was raised up and was brought up, even though they might have been enslaved by the Egyptian all their time, that the voice of God that I am, that I am. It wasn't any of the Egyptian gods that was calling them out. You know, it wasn't none of the other gods, but I am that I am. Was called. He said, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God, and it's He that has made us." You know, again, it goes back to that thing of self-assurance and knowing, look, we know who made us. We know who molded us. We know who breathed into us, and we became a living soul. Knowing Him that is He that is made, that has made it. And the verse goes on to say, "Not we, for it is He that has made us, and not we ourselves." You know, not we. We didn't make ourselves. We didn't create ourselves. We didn't do anything. We had nothing to do with how we came upon this earth. It is because of God and His mercy and His grace and His favor that we are still in the land of living. Because truth be told, if we just speak a word or think a word, we will instantaneously stop breathing. Okay, stop breathing. But God did not allow that to take place. He said, the scripture said, it is He that has made it, so not we ourselves. Not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. In other words, we belong. See, now where the first part of the scripture talked about all ye lands, now we're getting into specifics. Because He ain't talking about everybody. So we are His people. You know, this is, you know, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. You know, we, at this point, they were just beginning to deal with the ones that has been called and, you know, the ones that has been chosen, the elect and everything. He's talking directly to us that know Him, okay, that has, and with bringing forward in 2021 to the point where the one that have accepted Jesus Christ and is as Lord and Savior. And the thing that I want to throw in there and add to, yes, God, Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. The scripture says, for God so loved the world, you know, that He was willing to give up, to allow His Son to die for the sins of the whole world, you know. But there are extra process, there's an extra step, because we still got to, with all of that, we still have to be able to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We still got to recognize and confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Okay, those things still need to take place. So, again, we go back to this. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. In other words, we don't belong to another pasture. You know, we don't belong to another shepherd and everything. You know, He said that my sheep know my voice. So with that being said, we know the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. We that know God, we know His voice, and a stranger, we would not listen to them. Okay, and that is because of the intimacy and the relationship that has been established, amen. So us to get to that point, that we know the shepherd's voice, we know the Father's voice. You know, even in the garden of Eden, Adam knew the voice of God. When God said, "Adam, where art thou?" He knew the voice of God. You know, so we know everything. And so I was remember talking to someone, and I truly believe that God is always constantly speaking to us. But the issue for us, are we hearing, or are we hearing our own flesh, or are we being distraction? But that's a story, topic for another day. Let me continue to read on, because I really want to get to the House of David ministry and some of the things that they were saying. It says, "Enter," and this is the morning part that we're talking about, "enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter into His courts with praise." It says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise." So that's thanksgiving, and then that's praise. In other words, to get to coming up to the gate and everything, and this is what the writer was saying with the house of David, we gotta be in a place of thanksgiving just to get to the gate, and to go inside the gate to get into the courts, we have to go in there with praise. Okay, it says, "Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." It says, "Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." And verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endure to all generations. That means that includes my great-greats and your great-great and all of those things. His truth endures for all generations, y'all. But before that we can even get to a posture of worship, we got to enter into the gates of thanksgiving. Enter the gates with thanksgiving. We got to go in that direction. You know, the writer in the House of David, I'm going to read a little bit of it, said one thing for sure that I looked at and I said, I'd agree. You can't just jump from thanksgiving to worship. It doesn't work there. There's a process. I told someone last week that there's a process that all of us have to go through. But most of us, including myself, most of us do not want to go through the process that God has ordained. You know, we want to go, want to be instantaneously. We want a real quick fix. We want the answers right then and there. But there is a process that we must go through. You know, so you can enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You know, God, I thank you. But now I thank you. And now I've postured myself to go into your courts with praise, to walk into the courts with praise. I'm beginning to bless your name, and I'm beginning to worship you now. And I'm beginning to be thanksgiving to you now. And I begin to reflect all the things that you have done. I'm full of thanks, but I'm also giving you praise because you are God all by yourself. There is no other God like you. I'm giving you thanks, but I'm beginning to give you praise. I'm praising you, Lord Jesus, because you died on the cross for my sins. That when I was there's a song with a guy that says that. When I was way deep in the muck and the mire, you were the one, Lord, that picked me up and brushed me off and everything like that. I'm giving you praise now because what you did. I'm giving you praise and I'm giving you thanksgiving. And one of the things the writer said, and I keep saying that he said in there, he said, most people treat them as one, and there's a triune about with thanksgiving, praise, and worship in it, but in actuality, they both, all three have their own purpose, and they're together, and they're the oneness or a triune to it, but at the same time, they're different, and everything like that, okay, because you need all three to get to into a place where you have within worship, because that's where you really want to go. We really want to get into a place of worship and adoration towards God, because then his kind of glory begin to show up. Okay, at that place, I believe, and it's just my prayer, that the healing and deliverance and all those things begin to take place when we get into a place of worship, when we get into a place of worship. You know, because then the Holy Spirit is in conversation with us, and we are in conversation with Him. When we think of the words of thanksgiving, we are as a one directed, but when we get into praise, it's bi-directional. You know, it's God is speaking to us, and we're speaking to Him. We're replying to everything that he's replying to, everything that we have just said to him, and he began to say, tell us just who we are in him, that we are the apple of his eye. That's one of my favorite scriptures, that we are free, that we are kings and heirs, because he's speaking and confirming us. He's the word, I think this is in the scripture, I can't remember where it is, that said that he is in a place that he has begun to vouch us, you know, invouch us and everything. And when God invouch you, or when God ordained, or when God has called or set aside a special anointing for in these days and times, no man, no demonic force, nothing can change his mind. Okay, all right. Nothing can change his mind and stuff like that, because his love is just that deep for us. His love is just that deep for us, you know. So we enter to his gates and with thanksgiving, and then we enter to his courts and with praise. And while we're doing it, and go back to what I said before, we're doing all of it with gladness, and we're singing, and we're thankful. That's why it's important that our songs, the songs, even the gospel songs that we listen to, it's important the words that's in them and everything. Some songs that say they're gospel and really have, it's not uplifting, it's not edifying the body, it's just the beat sounds good. And we have to be very careful of those songs that are like that, because we want the songs that will begin to stir us up on in the inside, that will begin to remind us of the goodness and the mercy of our Almighty God. We want the type of songs that don't necessarily just make us feel good, but goes deeper than that. We want the type of songs that will allow us to stop right dead in our tracks when we about to do something that outside of the will of God, and stop right there and go to a point that's like, yes, Lord, that's the kind of songs that we want to be able to listen to, and we want that kind of intimate relationship that when worship starts, you know, that we at a place of peace and rest, and then when we begin to hear the Holy Spirit begin to speak to us, we are willing to listen. We are willing to listen to what God says. We are willing to listen. But let me read the scripture one more time. The Psalm 100, division book 100. Now, man, the Psalms 100. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and enter His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endure to all generations." To all generations, no matter what. I remember I was just thinking a few minutes ago that when I was going through my different stages of the stroke and the outcome of the stroke, there were times that I had to be ushered into this place of gates of thanksgiving and courts of praise to get to a place of worship, no matter what I was feeling like. And sometimes I remember my grandmother and my mom and some of the other senior, I can't call them senior now because I'm senior now too, right, that will say that there's two times you have to praise the Lord, that when you feel like it and when you don't. There is something about that we should be in a place that we are in constant praise and worship with God. We should be in constant praise and worship with God. Amen. Amen. So let me check something real quick. It looks like this thing's still working. Amen. Amen. So, but you know, we have to be in that place when that we are constantly worshiping God. Yeah. I'm just trying to refresh my screen here. It looked like for a second I cut off, but I wasn't sure and stuff. So let me just make sure where I'm located at. And amen. Bless God. God is good and He's faithful. Yes, He is. Amen. He's faithful. God is faithful. Yes, He is. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for worshiping and praising and thanksgiving to Your name. There is none like You in all the earth. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy, God, to be praised. Yeah. Amen. Okay. Amen. 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 So this is what I want to do. I want to go ahead and break this down. So what did the writer do? And again, this is coming from House of David Ministry. I can't take credit for this, but he's based off the research that I've done in the past. The writer is pretty much on the same track. We're both on the same track of mine. So this is what I want to do. I want to just read this and then a little bit, and then we can just get into talk about some more worship. Okay. His topic is defining Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. And so that we can put every put away every misconception what Thanksgiving praise and worship is, I will define each. And he starts with the word Thanksgiving. He says the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary defines Thanksgiving as an act of giving thanks, a prayer expressing gratitude, a feeling of being thankful to somebody for doing something. Okay, the Hebrew word for Thanksgiving is Todah, pronounced Todah. It's Todah, meaning confession, praise, and thanksgiving. The Greek word for Thanksgiving is Eucharistia, meaning thankfulness of giving thanks. Thanksgiving always has to do with showing gratitude. So we should be in a place where we showing gratitude, being grateful for what God has done in our life. I'm not going to read all of it, but I just want to read the top portion. So that's what Thanksgiving. Now, praise is a praise means to give him honor. Okay? And the praise means to give honor. So not only are we giving God thanksgiving for what he has done, but we give him all the honor, okay, all the glory, you know, that's due him. We recognize who he is. In order to give him honor, we first have to recognize who God is. You know, and remember earlier I told you that he told Moses to tell him that I am that I am. We want to recognize and give honor to that I am that I am. We want to give recognize and give honor to that I am that I am. The writer goes on and said that the Webster Collegiate Dictionary defines praise as express a favorable judgment or to commend as worthy confidence of notice. In other words, I'm singling you out, God. I'm taking note of you and stuff like that when I praise you. You know, I'm giving you all the honor. You know, I'm giving you the reverence and the respect that is needed because, not because of a title, because God is not a title. God, I am that I am. But I'm in a place, God, I'm just making sure that all that I do, that I honor you, that I reverence you, and everything like that. So let's go on. Let's keep continuing reading just a little bit more. Then it said the Hebrew praise, a Hebrew word for praise is yada. It may mean it to throw or to shoot or to cast. This has to do with throwing forth honor on God. Let me read that then. It says the meaning to the Hebrew word for praise is yada, meaning to throw, to shoot, to cast. So when we begin to give praise, we're throwing praise, we're throwing honor, and we're recognizing who he is. You know, we're submitting. I believe that for me, praise will be also a place of submitting whatever honor and whatever position or posture I am in unto God. Okay, unto God. So I'm giving him honor. I'm recognized. This is why the scripture talking about that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. There's an honor. This is why the angels even bow down before him. You know, because there's an honor and there's a thanksgiving and there's a praise. They all tied it together in one form or another. Okay, but let me just continue to read because I like this Yada word. Okay, it says that this has to do with for the honor of God because his characteristics, attributes, and summation of who he is. Is commendable, worthy of praise. See, I said that earlier. Because I am that I am. And the Greek word for praise is doxa. Okay, which is the root word doxology, which means the hymn of praise. You see how all this is being tied up again? And doxa means opinion, judgment, and view, and estimate. In the New Testament, it was a good opinion concerning one resulting in praise. You know, it was a good opinion. It's like without a shadow of a doubt. Oh no, he deserved it. And there's a song that he deserved it. You know, and everything without a shadow of doubt that God deserved praise. There was no. It was a declaration that he deserved the honor. And even if we as mankind was not willing to give him that type of honor or praise, the rocks would do it. The rocks. rocks will be willing to do it. You see what I'm saying? The rocks will be willing to give him the honor. The ocean is willing to give him the honor. You know, the moons and the stars, they all bow down. They give him the honor because there is none like him. He is the I am. Okay, I want to finish this up real quick, and we're gonna have to talk about this a little more in detail. It says that God is as supreme ruler and majesty in the sense of absolute perfection of God. He's absolute. He's absolute. He's not only the Alpha and the Omega, but he's also absolute. Okay, it says it is the most glorious condition, a most exalted state. You know, and we really, again, can't do the justice of the words to describe the honor and glory. So we do it with our own intellect or the words that we're able to pronounce to who God is. But we really can't do it justice. We can't come nowhere even close to really giving God the due justice of who he is. Okay? It says praise God because he is a healer, Jehovah Rapha, because he is deliverer, because he is eternal, and because his nature is to love his children. Now, he used the word Jehovah Rapha and everything, but God is even more than just words. You see what I'm saying? And I was sharing that with someone earlier, that he's more than Jehovah Rapha or Jehovah Nisi or Jehovah the Lord my banner. He's more than all of those things. He's more than Jehovah Tiskadu or El Shaddai. He's more than just the mighty God. You know, he's more than Elohim. He's more than that. Well, but there's really, again, there's no really word to describe that. Okay, now let's talk about worship, and then we can get it. You only got 9 minutes left. Okay, it says worship have to do with having a relationship, and we talked about this already, our intimacy with God. It says the Webster College Collegiate Dictionary defines worship as reverence or feeling of a deep respect or devotion. And see how they all interchange with each other. It says, the writer said that it is also regarded with great extravagant respect. This is more than just your average. This goes beyond anything that we can imagine as far as the respect that we have or the devotion that we have towards God. It says, offered a divine being of supernatural power, also an act of expression, expressing with such reverence. Okay, all right. It is also, I just read that, the Hebrew word for worship is I want to make sure that's pronounced it, shaka, meaning to bow down, to depress. Okay, and that's what we talked about, that every knee to bow down before him. Okay, it's to bow down to prostrate oneself before a superior in homage, before God in worship, you know, and stuff like that. And the one thing that we have to be careful, we want to make sure that we're not bowing down to somebody that's not I am that I am. Okay, we want to make sure, because especially that we'll bow down to images of people that said they represent God. And this includes, sometimes it can be a pastor, a bishop, an apostle, that we have to be careful that we give them respect, but the ultimate respect and the ultimate honor or the ultimate worship goes towards God, not towards man, because God is not willing to share that, okay? All right, so we have to be careful that we're not putting somebody on a throne that they do not deserve because they didn't die for you on the cross. We have to be very careful of those things. It says, let me finish reading, I'm almost done. So worship does not have to be word spoken, okay? Rather, a devoting and surrendering of yourself in the presence of a living God as he sees fit. So it don't necessarily have to be word spoken. You can worship God and be quiet and nobody hearing up inside worshiping him. And you have devoted your life to worship like that. So that's worshiping, praise, and thanksgiving. I said it out of order. It should be thanksgiving, praise, and worshiping. So, amen. But that's it. I mean, we'll probably talk about that again maybe next Friday, just again, because I really want to get into the detail. I want to read that's a little bit more what the writer, let me see if his name is here somewhere. Okay, yeah, his name is, I believe his name is Tony Owens, and this is the House of David Ministry. I believe that's what it is, the website. Amen. And he has a lot of information, but and a lot of things that I have studied before and everything like that. And I'm not sure how much more of it we're going to use, but I just want to point that out. That's where some of the information I got was from him, and some of the things I do. But it's always to find it amazing that when God gives you something, and then especially with the internet, you go on the internet and you see the exact same thing that God has given you and everything. But because we live in a day, and then we want to make sure that we're giving credit to whose credit is due and everything, and we're not trying to do anything illegal, whatever the case might be. But keep that in mind, man. This is amazing, you know, worshiping, you know, amazing praise and Thanksgiving praise and worship. Amen. So, y'all, I'm out of here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for just being with me for this time. Please be blessed. Don't forget the men is coming up on tomorrow. I mean, I keep saying tomorrow, but the young people is coming up on tomorrow with the Bold and Beautiful Reverend. That's on tomorrow. And also the men are coming up on Sunday. So God bless you. God bless you. And we'll talk later. God bless you. All right. Amen. Thank you for listening. Share. Okay. Share.